Final hour here on the Chase and Big Joe show. Big Joe Dubin, Dr. Craig Nick Frazier, Brandon Bigsby behind the glass, and now our favorite every Friday, the one and only forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders. Chris, how are you on this fine Friday? Happy New Year to you.
Man, I'm doing good, man. Had a good anniversary with my beautiful, beautiful wife. So, man, it's going pretty good. I'm in a great mood, ready for some great things for the season. Man, how you doing, brother?
We're great, man. Real great. Ringing the new year good, just man. As fine and smiling everybody's face from what I know of, right?
That's good. Only thing I'm kind of upset a little bit is because my Buckeyes lost yesterday, and Indiana looked really, really good yesterday, boss.
Hey, I stirred up the text line a little bit about Ryan Day. What are your thoughts on the head coach?
I think he's good. He just won a national championship last year. It's kind of like this. I'm going to give you a perfect example. In 1999, when we went to the Super Bowl, and then the next year we had a great season. We went 13-3, had home field advantage. We actually had a better team. We lost. And I think the reason why we lost is because we had that time off. We came back. We ran into a Ravens team that were really, really good, and we got beat. Same thing with the Ohio State Buckeyes. They were running through everybody. You know, they have an off week, but then you run into a Miami team that's red hot and you get beat. So it was a tough situation.
Well, that's fair. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Ryan Day. I think when he has to show up for the big one, he just can't seem to get it done. But that's just me.
Yeah, but he won like 90% of his games.
Yeah, right. Get on him, Chris.
With the inherited team.
Thank you.
Right.
But I know he played St. Cecilia. You know, Brentwood Blaze.
There you go. The Unibears. Don't forget about them.
At the end of the day, he still won 90% of his games. That you can't do that in college football. I understand he lost three games in the last 2 years. What?
And he won a national championship.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He's a Buckeye fan. Thank you.
And he's got a Just for Men beard. So that tells you something else, too.
A what?
That beard is what is it?
He's saying he colors his beard.
Colors his beard, yes.
You know, I don't know, like white guys can use Just for Men. You know that one that one guy had?
But it takes the gray away, man. It makes you get that.
Yeah,
it does.
Hey, I used it for my hair when I had an afro, and it didn't work. So I don't know how it can work for me.
Which one do you look like, kid or play?
Both. Which one had the big box?
Wasn't that kid?
That was kid. It looked just like it was a little bit shorter. It was just a bad haircut, man. It was so bad. The worst haircut in America.
Well, Chris, how can you take the gray away from this Titans team after an abysmal year this year?
You know, I'm going to be positive today because it's a new year. I like it right now because of the pieces that they have. You got your quarterback for the future. You got some young wide receivers with DK and Elegant. And you got a young tight end, Gunnar Helm, that's looking pretty good. I'm not saying they're all there yet, but they're looking good. They're making explosive plays. They're exciting. They're young. You got DK. They got the all-purpose yards for a rookie to ever come in the history of the league. So you have some things that you can build on, but I still think you need some pieces to really make this team better. Look at the secondary. The secondary is names that I don't even know. I didn't even know Kimon Hall was even on the team. I'm like, who is that?
Neither do they.
But can I back a little bit? We always talk about adjustments. You remember when Artie was talking about adjustments? Look at what the Saints did. They looked at this, I think, the second quarter. They're like, wait a minute. Who is Hall? So what they do, Olave did an out and up against them, and then you have Kingston. I can't remember the other kids. Kingston Jr. or something like that. They caught a touchdown. That's what it means to adjust. Okay, I'm finding the weakest link, and I'm going after this guy I don't know. And that's what they did.
Yeah, Chris, on top of that, just I've been very intrigued with how this team has been scoring week in and week out. Obviously, in the month of December, they were averaging well over 25 points per game.
Yeah.
Just looking at Beau Hartigree as an offensive coordinator, do you think that could be a potential coach that stays on the staff next season, regardless of head coach?
I think it should, because here's the deal. If you start bringing different people in and different offensive coordinators, then you got to teach your quarterback, you know, a whole different system and all things over different technique and all that. But if you keep this kind of the one coach in place, that's going to have the same offense, a little bit of wrinkles, but have the same offense, the same terminology, the same schemes, then now you just let Cam Ward's skill set come to fruition as opposed to just thinking, as opposed to, you know, just doing the right thing. So I think you just keep him in the system and let him grow from that system.
Talking to Chris Sanders on the Chase and Big Joe show.
Guy?
All right, so the Titans take on the Jaguars. Titans got – people say nothing to play for. Yeah, they could knock the Jags out of being the number one team and winning the AFC South. So, listen, I don't see any punting on Sunday. No. Is there a different approach to the game because it's the last one? And you literally – there's nothing at stake here except you want to win a ball game. But do you think we will see some more, I don't know, not trick plays, but more kind of thing, throwing the ball down the field more chances being taken?
Yes.
Because it's the last game?
Okay, first of all, these two teams don't like each other. And it all started by Jeff Fisher when he said, "This is our house." That's number one. So then you got number two is, you know, the Titans have nothing to lose. Yeah, I would see the ball thrown down the field, going for it on fourth down, doing some trick plays. I mean, even, you know, a fake punt or onside to really, you know, to kind of get it going. But everybody keeps saying, I know a lot of people keep saying, oh, it's the last game and they have nothing to play for. Yes, they do. Guys are playing for jobs. Guys love playing football. Look at last week when you on the Saints sidelines. You don't think those guys were happy about playing? Look when Olave caught a touchdown.
Right.
They're going crazy. They're going bananas. Why? Because they love football. So, yeah, these guys have a lot to play for. You're going to see some trick plays, but you're going to see a lot of guys getting after it. I think the Titans may come out with a win.
Oh, you've said that every week we do the show together.
I got one right, the Kansas City Chiefs.
1 out of 12, not bad, man.
1 out of 14.
But do we look at Jacksonville as a kind of little blueprint? Because, look, 2 years ago, the final game, I mean, Derrick Henry ran all over them. He knocked the jet. You were like, where's this team going? They weren't so good last year. Right. And now they're 12-4, man.
Yeah. But you know what it started from? Is your quarterback started to play at a high level. Because you can have a great defense, you can have great wide receivers, you have a great offensive line, but if your quarterback is making a mistake, if your quarterback's not making the right read and your quarterback is not protecting the football, you're not going to win. But see, you look at Trevor Lawrence now, he's starting to become an elite quarterback. He's making the right decisions. He's making, you know, the right choice of when to run and when not to run. Look at the game when they played against the Kansas City Chiefs. He falls down. He gets up. He wins overtime. Those are the things that kind of we're talking about. When the game's on the line, your quarterback is taking over the game. And that's exactly what's happening to Trevor Lawrence. There's no magic pieces. They got one or two wide receivers that's pretty good. They got a defense that's solid. They got an offensive line that's good. They got a running game that's okay. But it's because your quarterback is playing at a high level. That's the reason why.
Yeah, Chris Sanders is on the line with us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. Chris, last week, a week or so ago, Chase and Big Joe had on Terry McCormick. And I believe Joe is the one that asked the question about Cam Ward playing hero ball. For Sunday, what can you see in Cam Ward's game that he can eliminate not to be playing that hero ball as much?
I just think that he holds the ball too long sometimes. I think, you know, when you're drifting, you know, once in a while you're going to make a play, just like that play he made with Kinsley and then he made with DK, but sometimes it's going to get you in trouble. We saw the situation last week when he held the ball too long. What happened? Chase Young strips him for, you know, a fumble and a pick six. So I think for him, I think he's got to understand when the clock is ticking. Okay, I got to let this ball go. If nobody's there or nobody's open, I got to throw the ball away. But then on the flip side, he threw some darts last week to where you open up your mind like, man, this dude can be something great. But at the end of the day, he can't hold the ball long. He needs to protect the football to go to the next level.
And that's why I got so mad, Chris, at the last play of the game, the Hail Mary. Your job is to throw the ball down the field, not wait for a guy to get open. And from my perspective, when you're a wide receiver in a Hail Mary, what's your job?
My job is number one. If I'm the just say we're going to the bunch set, and I'm the number one guy. The number one guy, I need to be the first person to get down there. I mean, Let me start that over. You have the bunch. You're 3-by-1. The number one guy kind of hangs back a little bit. The number two guy, he's the one who's on the ball. He runs straight down there. He needs to be the first person down there to make sure he tries to get, you know, the jump ball. And then number three, he's got to be second to be there to where if the ball is tipped, he can be there to catch it. Those are the things that those guys need to do to make sure that they can catch the ball. But as a quarterback, I got to make sure I throw the ball in the end zone. If I don't throw it in the end zone, then what are we doing?
Right.
We got three guys that are down there, but then they're just there and you're not in the end zone. So it just doesn't make the right choice. But at the end of the day, your number one, your number two, and your number three guy has to make sure they're in position and do their job to get the football.
Yeah, Chris, along the lines of catching the football, a guy in Chigakonkwo who's kind of caught some form as of late. I feel like it's made the decision harder for him to stay on the roster for next season.
It's tough because he's going to get a big payday. I mean, he's playing ball at the right time because he's got a great skill set, and we've been waiting to see that. You know, the last couple of years, it's like, okay, he'll make a splash here. The next year, have a fumble. He won't make the catch. But now he's making spectacular plays. Look at the one last week against the Saints. He catches a little pass. He breaks the tackle. He spins, and he gets a touchdown. That's what we've been waiting for. But I think it's going to be a hard decision for him to stay on this team this year. Why? because you have a guy behind him named Gunnar Helm that's playing just as elite as he is. So I think he might not be in this roster, but if they do, it'll be good. But if they don't, you still got Gunnar Helm.
A lot of things coming the way for the Titans in 26 with that being happened. But Jacksonville on Sunday, the Titans and the Jags playing. And you talk about Trevor Lawrence at a high level, but they got a coach who came in. We all made fun of him when he came in, Liam Cohen, about the Duval thing and all that. But, I mean, once you got – you've been on teams, Chris. Once everybody buys in
– come on, man.
Right?
That's it. But, see, here's the thing. Everybody says, hey, I want everybody to buy in. It's not about everybody buying in. It's everybody trusting in. When you can buy in, when everything is going good, hey, we're pals, but also you have a little adversity, then everybody jumps ship. But then now, guys stay with it. Guys trusted it. Guys trust the coach. Guys trust the organization. And then now look at them. You know, I mean, you just imagine 3 or 4 years ago, this team was a locking staff, laughing stock of the NFL. Now what did they do? They trusted in. They got their quarterback. They got some running backs. They got some wide receivers. They got a defense that's playing well. So when you got an organization that's trusting in, you can build something great.
I totally agree with you on that, buddy. All right, man, as always, Chris, we love you, brother. Thank you.
Hey, love you too, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, we'll see you soon. Chris Sanders, okay, Forever Titan receiver, Oiler Titan. You ever watch his rookie reel from 95?
I may have glanced at it, but no, not.
Pretty badass.
Really?
I mean, it's pretty good. One of the best rookie receiving seasons ever in the National Football League. He scored a touchdown and had to jump over a car in the end zone at Riverfront Stadium. But
really?
Where the Bengals played. Yeah.
Is that on tape somewhere?
Yeah. I don't know why they have a car in the end zone. It's like a Buick 225, as we called in high school, deuce and a quarter.
Were they trying to, like, sell it or something? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the maintenance guy parked there and smoking a cigarette during the break, right?
I left my hazards on in the end zone. Sorry.
I mean, you'll see it. I mean, he had to avoid this car in the end zone. It's great. And there's another one back in the late 70s. Another receiver had to jump over the car in the end zone. So maybe the maintenance guy's like, you know, I'm here early for my shift, have a cigarette, you know, sitting there and watch a game for a little bit.
Where's my leaf blower?
Yeah. I told you, man, you don't mess with custodians. They know it all, like in Breakfast Club. Carl knew it all. He knew every bit of that. All right, you ready for a break?
I am.
I'm still efforting our guests.
I do want to tell you something about college football real quick before we go to break.
Sure.
That wide receiver that transferred or went in the transfer portal for Alabama now is committed to Ole Miss.
Already.
According to 24/7 Sports, it is Alabama 100% to Ole Miss.
Good Lord. So, another example. Ole Miss has to get ready for Miami.
There you go.
I mean, is Ole Miss hired a coordinator yet?
I don't think so.
I love this. This is complete and utter chaos. And they already got a guy committed to him.
I wonder if that guy knows that OC is gone. I don't know.
Who knows?
You have to, right? Can't be that odd, right?
I would think you would know that. And then the whole thing of Kiffin's going to let those guys coach going forward. I mean, by the way, the bonus that Lane Kiffin's getting for Ole Miss winning these games is paid to him by LSU.
Yep.
I mean, this is just – it's all in the open now, right?
Salt in the wounds.
It's all in the open. So the further – is it farther or if it's both? Further or farther? Farther is a measurable distance, by the way. Further is to move a point along. Okay, so it's the farther Ole Miss goes, the more money LSU's got to pay Lane Kiffin on top of his already massive contract.
$250 every game. So a total of $1 million.
This is great. All right, we'll take another break. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show brought to you by the Omni National Hotel right here on 102.5 The Game.